Sam Evans, SEN Chief Reporter. Before we head back to all of your calls, Bill in Cheltenham, Dave in Melton, Al on the road, John Taylor's Lakes, Ruben as well, and Max will come to you all. But Sam, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
G'day, Pipe.
Thanks for yesterday.
That's all right, mate. Great to be on. What have we got? T-minus 3 hours, 40 minutes, the biggest countdown in tribunal history. So what are we going to talk about after this, Dwayne? I'm not so sure. But
we'll talk about the result for about 2 weeks.
Will we ever? And it's going to be a fair process tonight. So David McKay will be represented by the Adelaide-based lawyer Andrew Culshaw from Len King Chambers over in Adelaide. Dwayne, he is the club lawyer. Curiously, the AFL won't tell us who will actually be on the tribunal tonight, which is a tad strange, but Andrew Culshaw is going to represent David McKay. He did represent the same player last year, coincidentally, Dwayne, at a failed tribunal hearing. And at that point, David McKay had an unblemished record, but he was found guilty at the tribunal for forceful front-on contact on Matt DeBoer at the time. And Andrew Culshaw made the argument in this tribunal hearing a year ago, Dwayne, that David McKay, he said, he's a slight man with a slight build. There was no meaningful follow-through. I don't think he can make that same argument tonight because, unfortunately, there was significant follow-through. And Hunter Clark, as we now know, has got 3 fractures to that jaw, nerve damage, dental damage as well. So Jeff Gleeson is the AFL QC in these matters. So they'll pit their wits tonight. You think it's going to be a lengthy one, Dwayne?
So let me ask you that question then. What if he collected the ball a split second before he made contact?
Oh, God, I'm finding it hard enough to deal with the fact that he's gathered it almost at the same time as he's made contact. Yeah. Look, I'm like most people, I think. I mean, it has polarised a large degree of the football world, Dwayne, that it's a football accident. It is a football act. It's a play on the ball. Just the longer it goes on, though, I just don't think we're going to get that result. I think he's going to get a suspension, just my opinion. It's I thought Justin Lepich put it well. We don't often seek to change the rules in something like this and send out a warning to the rest of the competition that you're on notice that this will no longer be tolerated. And we know the needle's moving with duty of care. We tend, though, to sacrifice one to educate 1,000, and I think that's what we might get tonight.
Yeah, so you and I will be talking about his appeal in a couple of days' time, if
probably
that's the case. All right, any other news floating around?
Well, plenty happening at Collingwood, Dwayne. Now, the Pies have responded to the news that the longtime supporter and the Legends member David Hatley has walked away from his petition to force a board spill, and the Pies declared an agreement was now in place to proceed to a routine annual general meeting in December, because David Hatley released a statement after midnight last night saying that with Collingwood's need to appoint a new coach, it was his personal belief that it was better to not push for an emergency general meeting at what is a critical time for the club. But, Dwayne, and it is a big but, Dave Attlee might have been the front man, but he's handed his signatures over to another member by the name of Vic Nicholas, and the real estate agent and others are pressing ahead with the plan to force an EGM, citing the need for greater accountability. I spoke to Vic Nicholas not too long ago, and don't worry, he means business. He says David might have stepped away. He's just gone to the back of the bus. The media reporting and it's all off and that David has ridden off into the sunset is jumping the gun. David was merely a spokesperson for a far larger movement of professional people who want to see democracy restored at Collingwood. We're not here to burn the club down or favour any side, he says. And he's at pains to point out that if the current board is re-elected by the majority of club members, then so be it. But he says if there's an alternative ticket with a grand division for Collingwood and they get elected, so be it. He says he wouldn't be able to recognise Jeff Brown in the street if he bumped into him. They don't want to be seen to be partisan to favouring anybody. They just say they want to have elections, which they haven't had at that club, he argues, for 23 years. So simply put, Dwayne, the petition is ongoing and they're seeking to spill the board and it hasn't stopped.
Yep. All right, crowds. What's happening with crowds? Because round 15, we've got some big games scheduled. Richmond, St Kilda, Friday, June 25.
Yep.
That's Friday week. And then the Saturday night of round 15, Essendon, Melbourne, MCG. We've got the NBL finals happening with Melbourne United hoping to host some crowd for their game 3 of their series against the Wildcats. And Dean Vickerman will join us later. But that, at the moment, is scheduled for Thursday week or today week. Will that be moved so they can get a crowd tomorrow week? What's the latest there?
Oh, it's all
and A-League as well.
Yeah, it's all to play. Well, crowds, just now that you mention A-League, officially ruled out for this weekend's semi-final between Melbourne City and MacArthur FC at Amy Park. So that's this Sunday, 4:05 p.m. So unfortunately, they were hopeful of getting a crowd in there. Melbourne City, of course, was such a big game, but That'll now be empty stands at Amy Park for that one. As for the AFL for round 15, Dwayne, well, it's just TBC, to be confirmed, right. Unfortunately. Okay. We see how the next few days play out. I guess the most pressing issue for the AFL over the next 24 hours is these cases in New South Wales. So the four new COVID cases recorded in the past 24 hours. So Carlton and GWS is the game in the crosshairs for this weekend. That game, of course, on Saturday night. The AFL are at pains to say they've made no decision on this. It's going ahead at the moment. The clubs have been told nothing. So probably by this time tomorrow, we'll have a sharper focus on that one, Dwayne. And then, look, let's just see what happens. One day is a long time in the COVID world, of course.
Yeah, well, so New South Wales with that issue, we'll keep a watch on that. And the Hawthorn boxing session, what's the latest there?
Yeah, the investigation from the AFL into this boxing session that, of course, Dwayne left Mitchell was knocked out at the hands of Jacob Kaczynski. It's continuing. Every player was boxing at the same time. There's no headgear. Under instruction to ramp up the intensity from the coach, Alistair Clarkson, as he sought a response, and he did get it too, didn't he, from his players in that game against Sydney. Now, Lewis has spoken to the league about the boxing session. It took place on Monday of last week. Now, 4 or 5 days later, Lewis was still struggling to concentrate on some tasks, Dwayne. He's obviously in the 12-day concussion window at the moment. He was completely knocked out, according to witnesses. The concern held by many is that it's one thing to be, you know, boxing pads solo for fitness, but it's another to be doing this, especially without the adequate protection. So the question is, should this be part of a footy program? I mean, I don't think it would surprise if the AFL were to send a memo to clubs warning them that boxing sessions such as these specifically would no longer be permitted.
Wouldn't surprise me either. That's something that's always been part of training, but might not be part of training anymore as we continue to evolve. Sam, great to have you on, and we'll talk again later in the program if anything's breaking in your neck of the woods.
Sounds good, Dwayne.
Sam Ebbin, SEN Chief Reporter. Just on the Collingwood situation, not part of their EGM or AGM, but the talk about their coach. I mentioned Eddie Maguire on Footy Classified last night. Would like to see Collingwood people making Collingwood decisions like that. Here is that grab, just to put it in context.
Inside, they've got that subcommittee. They're adding another
and
person
and an
to
external
discuss.
Jason Dunstall type person will come in. Yeah. Also, the other thing that's
which
happening...
I don't like.
Well, it's clearly something under the surface we can't see and I can't see.
I'd like to see Collingwood people make Collingwood decisions.
Eddie Maguire last night, and I think I agree with him. In fact, I do agree with him. I think it is important for people who understand the club to make major decisions for a club. But your thoughts on that as well, if you'd like to, 1300 736 736, as we head back to your calls. And Ruben, you've got a Collingwood issue on your plate. Welcome to you, Ruben.
Thanks, Jared. Look, first-time caller, I love your show. Tim Kelly hit De Goey when they were playing over there in Perth a few weeks back, and he was subbed out in the first quarter. You know, no one's talking about that. The AFL had an opportunity to let's say take a stand back then in regards to the head high contact, but there was not even a fine, I don't believe. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, consistency has been an issue, Ruben. It's been an issue all year. We saw a high fend off. I think it was Bailey Fritch with an elbow earlier this year that the AFL deemed to be okay. And a lot of us thought that that would have been something that would have ended up being a suspension. The Ben King elbow in the marking contest on the weekend, that wasn't a football act, and yet that was deemed to be okay as well. A lot of inconsistency, and yeah, just another year of inconsistency, Ruben. So it does confuse us. I agree with you on that. Bill in Cheltenham, welcome to you, Bill.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. How are you, mate? Just
good.
A quick query, just a comment. That, in my opinion, I agree with the chap earlier that he's got to get 3 weeks tonight. You know, that was a plain deliberate act. I mean, anyone that thinks that you can't have a simultaneous intent is not being fair to him. The bloke's lined him up. He's seen the opportunity to clean him up, and he's cleaned him up. Now, the simultaneous intent, he's going for the ball, yeah, fine, but he's also got that intent, in my opinion, in his mind. Here's the opportunity, and something that's happened in the game since I was playing 50 years ago. And just the fact that you've got to go so technical to find a defence for it just magnifies the fact that it's a clear intent that's been an offence for years, and blokes have got suspended for years, and they will in the future.
Yeah, the simultaneous intent, Bill, is definitely something that we should consider. I agree with you on that, because you can have two things in your mind. I'm going to attack the ball and have 100% of my attack focused on the ball, but I know contact is coming, so I'm also going to take the contact into account. I agree with you on that. That is something that can go through a player's mind. We'll take a break for some news.
Sam Edmund, Le Mans Toyota Deer Park. Just 15 minutes from the airport. It's car buying out west, made easy.